It's been at least a year since mold was found in a low-income senior housing community in Penn Hills. 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause reports residents say work to address the problem has sputtered, despite the owner's promises.
Every night, 70-year-old Jeannie Delancey goes to sleep beneath a dinner plate-sized patch of mold that surrounds the vent on her bedroom wall. The mold showed up last summer, and she worries about breathing it in. Mold can aggravate asthma and lead to infections, especially in more sensitive immune systems. Delancey says she always has a headache and a stuffy nose.
I have loved living here, except the last year and a half, 2 years have been just a nightmare. Because we never know from one day to the next, are they going to come in and shut the whole place down? What are they going to do? Then they don't ever tell us anything.
Beechtree Commons is federally subsidized, but owned by National Church Residences. The Columbus, Ohio-based nonprofit operates 340 housing communities nationwide. Company officials say while there have been signs of mold in the last few years, condensation in the walls last summer added to the problem. However, most units were within, quote, acceptable limits. Getting rid of mold is a complicated task, says Public Relations Director Todd Hutchins. The work could last through spring of 2020.
We are trying to do the best we can to operate this building up to code and exceed expectations by doing all the work that we can and get it done as fast as we can.
Penn Hills building inspectors have visited Beechtree Commons numerous times over the last couple years. They found problems such as uncollected garbage and broken elevators. In January, Inspector Christine Sepsi noted mold in her files for the first time.
So then I did contact management. They did explain that they were aware of it. They were treating it at that point. And they're still treating it as of today, as far as I know.
In fact, a half dozen residents had already been relocated in November, so mold could be removed. 87-year-old Thelma Regan was one of them. First, she was moved to a hotel, then to Beechtree Commons 2, next door. Now Regan lives in a temporary unit near her old home.
It's all torn apart. I don't know when they're going to fix it. They supposedly have a plan to fix it, but I may not live to see it.
Regan's situation makes others worry they'll be relocated too, says Frank LaMica, president of the Tenants Association. He's called and written to everyone he can think of, the company, local, state, and federal officials. In June, he got a letter of his own, a lease violation notice that warned of potential eviction.
You are giving false and exaggerated information to other tenants and contractors regarding the building. How am I exaggerating anything?
The letter said LaMica's efforts were, quote, interfering with management and the peaceful enjoyment of others. Dan Vitek is a staff attorney with the Community Justice Project. An account of the letter gave him pause.
Management should be very cautious when they issue these notices so that they're making sure the residents are not put in fear and are not limited in their rights when, in fact, what they're doing is not a lease violation.
Hutchins of National Church Residences says lease violations are left to the discretion of local managers. But in general,
we would never support a property manager evicting residents who are complaining.
Moving forward, company officials say they'll provide weekly project updates and install new HVAC units for tenants. State Representative Anthony DeLuca says the problem isn't so bad the building has been shut down, and National Church Residences has been receptive to removing the mold.
So you can't ask for anything more from an organization to take care of a problem.
DeLuca says many other operators of senior housing are less responsive to tenants. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.